Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Bill Ayers came out and defended Obama, saying he said he'd be middle of the road. But he went on to say, I think he should be put on trial for war crimes with every other president. That's giving him left cover. Bill Ayers, literally, you know, Obama grew up with him. That is meant to give left cover to Obama and to have the fake right wing defend him. But then Ayers goes on to say, but oh, he's still a good guy, basically. So it's a bunch of rhetoric, but that article's up on Infowars.com right now. Let's go to Alicia in Minnesota. You're on the air. Welcome.
Well, hi there, Alex.
Hey there.
How's it going?
Good.
Just a couple things I wanted to talk about, especially about like the TSA. You had a girl on there a couple weeks ago talking about TSA searches. Probably about 8 years ago, when I was about 17, I flew on a flight, and they told me because I had put my flight on standby because I was sick that I had to be put into a special search. And I thought that it was really weird at the time. My mom and I kind of thought it was strange, but we complied, and then they started to do the search, and it was very intrusive. I mean, extremely intrusive. I mean, they touched everywhere and anything they could. I mean, they're looking in your undergarments on the outside, on the inside.
Let me be clear. Are you saying they said we think you might be sick?
No, they were saying that because I was sick and put my flight on standby to get home sooner because I was in a wheelchair at the time. I was really sick. I had a lot of health problems. I've always had health problems my whole life. They were saying because I put my flight on standby that I had to be searched because at that time, standby was a flag for terrorists, that terrorists put their flights on standby.
Yeah, no. It's all part of they're looking for terrorists when the government, 9 times out of 10, is running the terrorist. And when the TSA does that with me, I go, wait, you work for the government on record that runs Al-Qaeda. So stop acting like I'm a suspect and you're not. I mean, the TSA have been caught being, you know, stealing people's stuff, being pedophiles at record numbers. They are the suspects, not me.
Right.
Go ahead.
I mean, I've even received little notes in my bags before about, you know, because I always roll up my stuff military style. They put notes in my bag when I've flown, like, hey, you're packing your stuff too tight for us to search. We couldn't get in your bag. And, I mean, it's every single time I've flown. And people at first used to think I was a little bit nutty about it when I was telling them, you know, I think for some reason I'm being watched. I think for some reason they know something, and they're tracking me and sending little notes in my bags every time I fly. And so people just need to start waking people up slowly, start showing them the inconsistencies that you are showing them on a daily basis to the people that they love and know, and try to wake them up how you know you can get to people. Because, you know, some things can seem out there for the first-time people who are just waking up.
No, I hear you.
We really need to focus on how you can get it to each individual person you know, because if you're a listener of Alex Jones, you already are awake, period.
I hear you. Spread the word. Good to hear from you. I'm going to do some overdrive. I need to go back to 4 hours every day. I'm going to come back and go to Lisa, Lucy, and Abraham, but that's going to be it for calls because I want to play this video. NSA agent caught snooping on video. This is some of the funniest satire I've ever seen, but it's real. He's just not NSA. He goes out in this video on the street with a boom microphone listening to people and saying, we've been spying on you, but now we're just going public. And, you know, the people threaten to kick his butt and stuff. A dog attacks him. And this is a real video. These are real people. It's just that he's not really NSA. And it just illustrates what they're really doing. But it's covert. I mean, if I went to my neighbor's house and said, hi, I want to come in and plant, you know, microphones in your house, they'd probably try to punch me in the nose. But as long as government does it, it's supposedly okay. So that's in the Featured Stories archive. It's already scrolled off the page. That's why it's so important to click on the top stories link at the top of Infowars.com. With all the big stories that roll off will be there. But I want to take some of your calls, play that. And then also the Veritas Project, they've got their new book out. We're going to put it in the shopping cart as soon as they sell some to us. Really showing you how to be an activist. They've learned a lot of great lessons. We've learned a lot from them. They've learned a lot from us, and they've caught some pretty powerful video.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled E-Z-A-R-M-O-R.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armor Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going back to your phone calls, but first I wanted to play a video by Tom Mabe. It's up on InfoWars.com. I also tweeted it out at Real Alex Jones is a good place to find it. NSA agent caught snooping on video. And, again, this is some of the best satire I have ever seen. He's not a real NSA agent, but these are real people. These are real people. There's a little bit of racy language towards the end, so I'm not going to play the whole thing, but it is up on my Twitter, at Real Alex Jones, and up on InfoWars.com. It's scrolled off the main page already in the featured news archive, so just click on top stories, and you'll find it partway down there. That's why breaking news is our RSS feed, whatever the latest is, but top stories is our top stories, the featured news area. That is such an important link. They're in the navigation bar on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But let's go ahead and go to him walking around for radio listeners with a big boom mic, coming up to people sitting around having lunch at a cafe outside, people sitting on a bench at a bus stop, and some of them, you know, say, I'm going to get up and kick your butt and keep doing that. I mean, this is real. These are real people. But when the government does it, but he says it's the government, some go, oh, okay. But others say, yeah, that degenerate government. So let's go ahead and a little dog attacks him. It's amazing. Here it is.
Just the government, we just monitor people's phone calls.
Can you get away from me?
Hey, don't run from the NSA. He's chasing him down the street. don't want to be listened to, that's a sign of your criminality. You're on a park bench.
I'm sorry, I was monitoring people's phone calls.
You mind?
Go ahead, I don't mind. Go ahead, I'm fine. Oh, no, we got to monitor conversations. The government, and now the secret's out, we don't even bother hiding anymore. For your own safety. Yeah, well, we've been doing that for years, sir.
Why are you putting the camera on me?
For over 20 years, we've been videotaping. No, you're fine. No, I'm sorry.
Now he's in the toilet.
Come find out, Obama's not running the country. Chuck Norris. Kung Fu, ripping, you know, the karate guy, Chuck Norris. Yeah.
Chuck Norris.
Can you hear that?
The guy believed it because he's dressed in a suit. That Chuck Norris runs America. You know what Chuck Norris does? Push-ups.
We do this periodically. It's just random people.
He doesn't move. The Earth does. Again, you got to go to the video.
Which way are you going?
It's even more powerful. He says, if you don't leave me alone right now, I'm going to basically come after you. Now he's looking at what this lady's reading at a cafe.
Just checking your email out with the government. We do this time to time.
There's the Pomeranian attacking. I love it.
Huh?
How you know this is the one I'm going to get out of
the municipal? Oh, we never got permission to listen to anybody. We just did it.
It's the government.
By the way, there are now Obama groups asking him to spy on Tea Party.
I'll tell you what you need to do.
What's that?
Hey, get right there. They're sticking up these goddamn and get the hell away from me.
I'm a government official, sir. We do not stick microphones on our...
You don't do that to me.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so that guy really knows what he's talking about there. Now, going to another serious piece, this is exclusive. You know, the folks that brought down Akron, you could have done this too, a citizen journalist, going in with women going, hi, this is an underage prostitute, we're going to run slaves. And they're like, oh, let us help you run the slaves. And you go to another Akron office. As long as you're a Democrat, you know, it's okay. I mean, the Democratic Party really is an organized crime organization. With a bunch of useful idiots following it around. And the Republicans are a bunch of well-meaning fascist supporters on average. You know, the average Republican really thinks that the Republican Party's good and has no idea it's an Al-Qaeda running crime syndicate, basically. But hidden camera catches wireless company employees passing out Obama phones to people who say they'll sell them for drugs, shoes, handbags, and spending cash. Yeah, we interviewed one lady. Not the Obama phone lady, we interviewed her too, who'd gotten over 100 free phones in just the last few years. And again, it's just a giant boondoggle, and the telecommunications companies, they make the money off of it. So let's go ahead and go to this Project Veritas report. Here it is.
They're known as Obama phones.
Yeah, we need more phones.
A $2.2 billion lifeline program that doles out free phones to anybody who qualifies, all funded by charges that appear on your phone bill. Although the program was started two decades ago, both the employees who give out the phones and the people who receive them credit President Obama.
They can be anywhere, I don't know where.
The Obama phones, are they always giving them out?
Yeah.
Here in Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Congress is currently discussing the waste, fraud, and abuse rampant in the program, so we decided to investigate. Would these Obama phone workers tell us to take phones we don't actually need? Would they tell us these phones are sold to buy drugs?
Obama's being really nice. Anybody makes $50,000 a day. It's kind of like questioning that. I do this here, and unfortunately, our people are in trouble.
Would they tell us to sell the phones and break the law? And would they tell us, after breaking the law, to plead the fifth?
Now, on my application, one more question. When I come back on the application, should I put down that I intend to sell it or don't, like,
probably, like, put the fifth on.
Okay.
No that's illegal.
It is?
Yeah. There's a guidelines. It's against the law.
If you're interested in looking to know how much the phone's worth, I recommend you go to any pawn shop.
I can get the phone and then sell it.
Yeah, I don't care what they have.
And if we wanted to break the law and use the money from the free phones to buy a Louis Vuitton handbag, what would the worker in this program that you pay for advise us to do?
I just mean, you know how it is. I love bags, and I have so many. I am in debt, so I need to sell as many of these phones as possible to pay off my bills and stuff. So I don't know what to do. Okay. I mean, all I'm saying is thank God for Obama, because Obama's basically paying for my Louis Vuitton bag right now, if you know what I mean. So, to sell the phone? I thought I could do what I want.
Is up to you. You don't have none. You keep it to yourself. You keep it to yourself.
Okay.
Yeah, it feels good to be a gangster, baby. Thank you, Obama.
We went to the stand-up wireless store in Philadelphia and confronted the store manager.
Have Jane O'Keefe, the project.
Project Veritas.
Veritas?
Yes.
And basically, you're a journalist?
Yes.
He's a journalist. He's here, wants to show me something saying that our employees is breaking the law, so he has some footage.
Who denied the worker giving out phones in the stand-up wireless tent was her employee.
I'm not sure where this location was at, so I'm not.
It was here in Philadelphia.
Those employees don't even look familiar to me.
They must have been trained by the IRS commissioner.
We then asked the store manager about a worker who actually worked right next to the manager
inside
the store.
Nothing.
And she admitted it was her employee, but defended his actions. The manager then told us to contact the head of her company.
The rest of it's up on Infowars.com. It's on DrudgeReport.com. It's all over the place. And that's investigative journalism. In fact, we ought to send Mark crew out with a hidden camera and go to one of these Obama phone things and walk in and say, I'm going to use it to buy crack. And they'll sit there and give it to you. And then come back a day later and get another phone. You can just get the phone over and over and over again. Taxpayer paid for. We did send undercover people into the Austin water facility on a tour, but we weren't supposed to have cameras to show where it said deadly poison, one drop and you're dead, skull and crossbones. It eats holes in the concrete and they're pumping it right into the water. But that's what you got to do to illustrate this to people. Let's go ahead and go to Lisa in Arkansas, then we'll come back and talk to everybody else. If you want to talk about Agenda 21, go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hey.
Hey. Yes, there is a thing going on that they're trying to do here in Arkansas and Missouri. It's the White River Watershed Blue Way.
Yeah, and then they take property up to 10 to 50 miles on each side, don't let you build on it, and you know, basically they're the mafia. What's wrong with that? It's very loving.
This is covering 17.8 million acres.
And I know, it's massive.
I know. It's insane, and no one, it seems like, here has heard of it.
Well, see, when they shut down your land use, then all the insider mafia, they're going to be allowed to build, so their property is going to increase in value. I mean, what's wrong with that? It's loving.
I know. Well, in Arkansas, we have to do resolutions in each county, and there's only been maybe 9 that's done so far. And that's why I called you, just to try to get the word out, because I know you have a lot of listeners here in Arkansas.
Yes, ma'am. Every major river and even side streams, they're going 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 miles out in some cases. They sit there and gerrymander the maps where, because all these big boards meet and all the insiders, their land is excluded or they get a waiver later and then they just say, it's for the earth. You can't build on your property now. We're liberal. With troops with black uniforms and machine guns behind them. I mean, it's just like, drink some more poison, lady. Take some more shots and roll over and die. I mean, it's just a military takeover. You go to these meetings and they're all just there Not the public smart growth ones, but the ones that get announced, but they're not really promoted, where they actually meet beforehand. They're just like, and they're going, and my property will be off limits from the agreement, so will yours, Bob. And they just rub their hands together and just, why not? I mean, they're hardcore criminals. What's wrong with that? And we put up with it, so we deserve it, don't we?
Yeah, we really do. Our country is ours to lose.
I mean, around here, they took hundreds of thousands of acres the last 15 years for a watershed, and then they have the former mayors and people that did it owning the banks that you have to go to, and then you get a waiver to build on your own property. I mean, but they don't have names like Gotti or Gambino, and people are like, only Italians can be criminals. There's no way, you know, people with names like Watson or Jones could be criminal. Or if you're black, you can't be a criminal. Obama, you know, Peace Prize. Or if you're, it just goes on and on. It's like if you're wearing a suit, it's okay. I'm serious. You could have guys in suits and ties if they were really fancy in Armani suits with meat cleavers, just murder, like chopping children up at like a watermelon stand. One a leg, one an arm. And as long as you're wearing a suit, the police would be there and help move the child in and bring a guillotine in to cut their heads off. How you doing today, ma'am?
Crazy but true.
I'm being a little sarcastic, but you know why I rant, why I quit doing a fourth hour. I tend to go wild in the fourth hour. That's what happens, and it's wrong, and I appreciate your call, ma'am. I think a fourth hour, the reason I quit was, I get too exhausted afterwards, and I can't get the rest of my work done for a while. But B, and more importantly, it gets to me all this news, so I start getting really satirical. In fact, look at my Twitter account, one of our Twitter accounts, Real Alex Jones. And again, there's that video if you want to see it down there from 6 hours ago. Video, NSA caught taping people in public, best satire ever. Please retweet that out to everybody you know. Okay, let's go to another extremist, Lucy in Texas. Lucy, you're not dead. You haven't been drinking enough fluoride, taking enough shots, honey. Why are you hurting the earth even being alive?
I'm actually a newly awakened American.
Whoa, that's extreme.
It is, and, you know, over the past few months, I've really come across a lot of information. And talking about the weather today, I've noticed last week we had a little circulation of storms coming in, and it was over the past just like 4 days straight. And, you know, I kind of just noticed how the pattern came in. It came in from the south one day, then it came in from the east another day, and then from the north, and then it just kind of did a circular thing. And, you know, with a lot of the things, we're going through a really dry season. You know, I'm trying to do a lot of things here at my house and get things going. And with the chemtrails and all that, it really is a hindrance for a lot of us. And Texas agriculture has been struggling lately. So we're really trying to hang in there. And I just kind of, you know, I read something about HAARP and how a lot of theories about how it influenced the earthquake in Japan and it influenced a lot of other natural disasters, maybe even Hurricane Sandy that went through New York. And,
ma'am, there are giant admitted weather modification programs going on for at least 20 years, and they were doing a lot of tests for decades before that. Definitely the weather has been manipulated, and they're trying to get better and better at controlling it while denying it exists to the general public, even though it's in official congressional boards and UN treaties. Absolutely. I mean, there's all sorts of weather modification going on. But the public's almost in like a Stone Age level technology, you know, compared to what the establishment's got. And so they like to just keep us totally in the dark, treat us like children, and say, oh, there's no NSA. I mean, I'd get phone calls in like 1996 on radio saying there is no NSA. That was first when they were admitting it was going on and Echelon was spying. People would say, not only are they not spying because that's illegal and we're not 1984, but it doesn't exist. But, I mean, now the streetlights have got microphones in them, the newer ones. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Taking a chance, you know, calling in and getting to share information with you. But, you know, I think information is our virtue right now, and we need to communicate and share information. And that's what's going to get us maybe to the answer of what is their agenda. And, you know,
that's why they want to keep their agenda secret so we can't have a debate about it. So they just go, doesn't exist, Brooklyn Bridge doesn't. It'd be like we said, scientists are saying, hypothetically, the Brooklyn Bridge may be in danger of collapsing. And their answer would be, there is no Brooklyn Bridge. And you could be there going, well, there's the Brooklyn Bridge right there. And you could be in Manhattan. And they'd say, no, it isn't. So they just play this mind game with us. Sorry, go ahead.
During your Bilderberg weekend, I was following that, and I actually came across some videos on YouTube, and I think I tried sending them to Paul, and my email just, it kept giving me a mailer, Damon, error thing. But I came across a video on YouTube where the Honorable Paul Hellyer, the Minister of National Defense, actually disclosed information about Bilderberg and in relation to UFOs. And me coming from a Christian background, and I've never believed in things like that. And here lately, like I said, I'm newly awakened, and information has literally just been soaking in. And
now, well, here's my issue. I mean, there are obviously unidentified flying objects. That doesn't mean that there are aliens in there. I mean, you see stuff all the time. It's like they had NSA blimps over cities, and they would go, well, it's aliens, and they had propellers on it. Because you couldn't say it was an NSA blimp with the solar panels on top, so you had to say it was an alien. You know, I just don't know about that whole UFO crowd. There's just so much disinfo in it. But good to hear from you, Lucy. Glad you called in. Good to have you on board. Please spread the word about the broadcast. You're absolutely right. Spreading information is seminal, and it's key, and it's paramount. Let's go to Abraham in Ontario. Syria and NATO is what you'd like to talk about.
Yeah, that's correct. First of all, Alex, my name is Ibrahim. I'm a Lebanese Muslim, and I really respect your work and your opinions. Just one more thing before getting to the subject. When looking at the whole political spectrum, like there's a left and the things they talk about and, you know, the fake right, as you say, they all come up to the same distortion on the Middle East, right? There's like a very big distortion. Like, first of all, like, you know, I have a lot of, you know, I'm Muslim, I have Muslim friends. A lot of them respect you and really respect your opinions, for one. So I'm going to get into the subject. So I wanted to make a connection between Libya and Syria. There are very similar cases. They're very similar. What happened is very similar. But Libya, you know, as you know, Gaddafi tried to establish a new currency, a new gold currency. Now, as you know, gold is what.
Yeah, no, it's part of the same war, same people, same everything. Yeah.
Yeah, but just one more thing I wanted to add. I know, as a Muslim, Al-Qaeda is a satanic, crazy group. I know, funded, brainwashed. They're a bunch of, drug heads, if you'd like. But what I wanted to get to is, even though the rebels in Syria are the ones in the wrong, you got to understand that the Assad government, it wants to keep its sovereignty, but they do have secret arrests and secret torture behind the scenes. And there, if you go on YouTube, there are loads of videos from both sides. And before this whole revolt was going on, for example, I have an uncle, you know, I'm Lebanese in Lebanon. He used to see all sorts of bad things about the Assad government, and he got secretly arrested by that.
There is no doubt that the Assad regime is a dictatorship, and I don't support them. But I do not support an offensive attack on Syria giving al-Qaeda weapons while they take my rights away because of a manufactured al-Qaeda threat. And they want a clash of civilizations. So I understand that, sir. I mean, my issue was the CIA isn't overthrowing the country to put a good government in. They're doing it to destabilize the whole region. It's on record. And God bless you. Got 20 seconds closing comment.
Yeah. That's correct, and that's a really good point. Just one more thing I wanted to say is a lot of I love the views of libertarianism. You said you're a constitutional populist. I really respect that. But one thing is, I've seen a lot of the extreme right. I really like the freedom values that you guys have, and I share them as a Canadian.
Sure, real fast.
Negro. And something really fast is you guys have got to clear. You got to open your mind, as David Icke says, on the views of Islam. I don't want you guys to convert, but let's just have peace and let's live together. Let's the Palestinians, the Israelis, let's live together. You know.
All right, we're out of time. I hear you, my friend. I appreciate your call. Look, let's get the cancer viruses out of the vaccines. I mean, I'm trying to deal with those issues. State of Mind, the new film, exclusively available, InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the broadcast. You get, for a limited time, the film American Dream free with the new film, and it's also on Blu-ray, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-254-3733. 833-3139. See you back tonight, 7 o'clock.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Alex Jones, being sarcastic. I tell you, there's so much going on in the background around here. I don't even know how I do this radio show anymore. I have no idea how I do it. It's almost impossible to work here because the stream of people that come into the control room constantly and continually at this office, and that's why I have the issues that I have. No one is to come in this control room anymore. No one listens to me off air. Maybe everybody will listen to me on air. Okay? It is unbelievable. This whole country is going to hell in a handbasket. Folks, there is a bunch of news that we're going to be getting to here today. And we are going to take your phone calls after our guest leaves us at the bottom of the next hour, getting into weather weapons and other systems. But first off, I want to go to a trailer for a new film that I'm in called State of Mind that is available at Infowars.com, Infowarsstore.com. And it is an important film to get into the mind warfare systems that are being used not just here but around the world. And a general public that has been brought up within these different systems of programming and control. And so we'll go ahead and go to that trailer now. Here it is. Are we choosing our own paths, our own destiny, or has it been pre-selected for us?
C.S. Lewis said, when training beats education, civilization dies.
We need to always be cognizant of, as a free society, that information can be used as a weapon.
The barrier to discovery is not ignorance. It's the illusion of knowledge.
We are seen as nothing but biological androids.
To gain control of education in America, not for a philanthropic purpose, but to change the thinking of the American people.
From the time we're very young, we're taught to, you know, worship authority, basically, because that's our key to survival as young children.
Discover the history, the present, and the future of mind control. From compulsory state education to the Hollywood media brainwashing machine, we are kept in perpetual bondage to the ideas that shape our actions.
In the CIA, scientists could actually film people who had been surreptitiously dosed with LSD.
There's a brain entrainment process that takes place.
That gives the government free rein to create whatever story or narrative it wants to create.
Whatever the public face of something is, whatever they're talking about publicly, there's something else over here they're probably not looking at.
How to engineer the opinion of the American people so that they would fully endorse, not only endorse, but demand a war.
When you watch mainline establishment television, you are putting yourself in front of the barrel of a gun. Discover the history, the present, and the future of mind control, psychological warfare, brainwashing. Are we controlled and manipulated? You bet.
That's mind control par excellence.
Find out how deep the rabbit hole really goes with this new groundbreaking documentary film, State of Mind. Available exclusively at Infowars.com. All right, folks, we are back live. And again, I get really wound up about this information because I know it's real. And I just see everybody going around in the world taking what the globalists are doing to us like it's no big deal. And the New World Order takes our adaptability and our capacity to put up with stuff, and they use that against us incrementally to get us conditioned to basically accept anything and everything. This is a very important film. It's very well done. I'm honored to be in it. It's got Colonel Schaefer in it. It's got author of The Creature from Jekyll Island, G. Edward Griffin. It's got a bunch of psychiatrists and psychologists and scientists in it. It's got great minds in it as well, like the fellow that heads up No More Fake News, Mr. Rappaport. It's a very well done film, and the first 5,000 people that get it will get a free copy of the DVD film, The American Dream, 35-minute animated comical documentary, great for the unwashed masses, the uninitiated masses who aren't aware of this information. It is a free film on the first 5,000, and they are going very, very quick. I've got 15,000 DVDs and Blu-rays. I've partnered with the filmmakers to help them really roll it out to the public in a big way because I think it's important. And so the first 5,000 orders will get the Free American Dream DVD with it. And both of these make great gifts to wake people up. And I'm very thankful to all of you that support us and go to InfoWarsStore.com. Again, that's InfoWarsStore.com and get both of the films. Now, it starts shipping July 15th, but we have them in the warehouse right now. But the official release date is July 17th, and we're going to premiere the documentary State of Mind on the night of the 17th of July. We're going to have the filmmakers and some of the people that are in the film here in Austin. We're flying them in to do like a special 3-4 hour nightly news where we'll talk about the film, play the film, and then comment on the film afterwards. So it will premiere coming up and also be archived for everybody that's a PrisonPlanet.tv member then. All right, folks. I'm going to play a piece that I talked about a few days ago that Jakari Jackson did dealing with the video game Rainbow Six. This is one of the popular shoot 'em up military strategy games. And it's every new military game that's coming out, you fight American gun owners, Tea Partiers, who are terrorists. And this is just the total branding. And it's lined up to then stage events and blame it on us. You can bet your bottom dollar that's what's going on. So I'm going to get to this report. Then I'll get to the latest on NSA, the latest on the G8, the latest on arming al-Qaeda publicly over in Syria, and a lot more. And then our guest is going to be joining us from London. But here is a piece that aired on InfoWars Nightly News. So we're playing it here for the radio listeners.
This is for the homes you foreclosed on, the bailouts you took. We are the true patriots.
The long-in-development Rainbow Six Patriots has been confirmed for the next generation of gaming consoles. I'm Jakari Jackson with an InfoWars News Alert. Now, of course, the next generation of gaming consoles not only includes PlayStation 4, but also Xbox One, the same Xbox which is made by Microsoft, which has been alleged in the Prism scandal, which contains advanced tracking features in their unit, but that's not the point of this report. Rainbow Six is a highly decorated tactical team, as the InfoWars.com article points out. Team Rainbow faces a new and very real threat called the True Patriots, a highly trained, well-organized revolutionary group that claim the American government is irrevocably corrupted by greedy politicians and corporate special interest. The True Patriots will do whatever it takes to reclaim their country. It goes on to say, players will face critical scenarios that will require them to make tough ethical decisions in order to stop this new breed of terrorist. We'll get to those tough ethical decisions in just one moment. And keep in mind, this is the statement from the game's own publisher, Ubisoft. Now, InfoWars has well documented in numerous reports how the mass media demonizes militia groups.
The real programming is happening with these shows like Founding Fathers, where the guy that's pro-gun in Texas and leading the militia, he's really al-Qaeda, which fits into the whole narrative that, oh, it's white al-Qaeda, or gun owners are really al-Qaeda.
This game doesn't stop with just patriots. It also goes after survivalists, people who can skin a buck and run a trot line.
We'll do exactly what we say, or we will field dress her like a deer.
This game is a mirror for real life. Not only when conservatives and patriots are targeted by the IRS, but also when the Department of Homeland Security trains to fight the, quote, free American citizens in an exercise. And don't forget about the DHS's no hesitation targets. Now back to those ethical choices. Shooting police is nothing new in video games, but when you play a game such as Grand Theft Auto, the action is viewed as criminal and is often optional. But you'll see in this trailer for Rainbow Six, not only is the act of shooting police encouraged, it is mandated to advance in the game. And if you think that anything in this report has been taken out of context, listen to the game's former creative director, David Sears.
Speaking of those terrorists, who are they now this time? They're homegrown? What does that mean exactly?
They're homegrown. Domestic terrorism is a pretty significant threat facing the United States. And it's the idea that terrorists now look just like you or me. So it makes differentiating between, you know, friend and foe a lot more difficult, which is totally new for Rainbow.
Who was the first terrorist organization in the United States? Founding Fathers. You mean Thomas Jefferson?
Oh, yeah.
You mean George Washington?
Oh, yeah.
Paul Revere?
Yeah.
and will end with the December 2011 edition of Game Informer magazine. It asks the question, you fought Nazi, Russian, North Korean, and Middle Eastern threats. Rainbow Six Patriots ask, can you turn your weapon on your fellow countrymen? So, targeting Americans, killing hostages, and shooting police because using a radio was too inconvenient, that's the new Rainbow Six Patriots. And many real patriots have not taken this lying down. They've gone to the Ubisoft website, their Facebook page, and their Twitter page, and voiced their disgust. I'm Jakari Jackson with an InfoWars News Alert.
We will field dress her like a deer.
Our government, our supposed media, is putting out every drama, every sitcom, almost every shoot 'em up video game. The new enemy, and you see this if you watch television, the new enemy, the worst people are gun-owning militia people, and it's very racist because in all these TV shows and movies, they're white people. And then you see Rangel and all these other folks go up on television, Al Sharpton, black racist, and say, oh, it's the white Southerners, but don't worry, we'll get their guns. I mean, actually say that. Like it's a white person thing to own a gun. And then they have, you know, Fox News reporters and Fox Sports reporters both come out and say, you know, the Ku Klux Klan is the NRA, when it's the opposite. It was the Democratic Party and the Ku Klux Klan that passed the first gun laws in the South so blacks couldn't have guns. And anybody that knows basic history knows that. It's so frustrating. They want us fighting with each other. But that doesn't mean then you don't then have to respond, which then just adds to the whole deal. Because just because you're not racist if you're white or you're black, it doesn't matter. Because they put all this race war stuff out in the media, so black people think, is that a racist white person? And white people think, is that a racist black person? On and on and on. Or if you don't want to pay for people to have their babies free and welfare and be above the law, well, you must be against Hispanics, because that's the majority of the illegal aliens. It's so masterful what they've done, but it's also at the same time simple. And when you're awake to it, you know they're getting ready to stage something. And it turns out 2 months before the April 15th Patriots Day bombing in Boston, Boston Globe now reports, they had a drill planned for early next month. This was like, what, 4 months out then. This was 2 months before April. They had a plan to have backpack bombs carried out by a militia group against crowds of people in Boston. And we know they were doing a drill that day. And as best we can tell, looking at the video of contractors and military people that were there, they were there taking part in that drill that was publicly scheduled for July. And they admit they had a drill 2 years ago of something similar, bombing the Boston Marathon. I mean, they had so many drills, folks. So in case they got caught, oh, it's just part of the drill. And then I told you, they're going to kill FBI agents. They're going to kill people that knew the Tsarnaev brothers, and now they have. And it's going to come out they were on CIA payroll and sent to the Caucasus to train because those terror groups are run by the CIA. That came out. It all came out. All of it. Every stinking bit of it. And I don't know how in my personal life, with my family and everybody, how do I, like, take time off? How do I relax? I mean, I'm asking you, the listeners, this, because this gets me so upset knowing this is happening. That I'm too focused, I'm too serious, and quite frankly, it's exhausting. And so I apologize to everybody who listens and everybody that works with me, you know, if sometimes I'm just so serious, but it's like I can't help it. And I'm in a world of people that instead of being serious are the opposite, the general public. I mean, they've got Homeland Security paying for $2 million worth of paper targets of little kids called No More Hesitation. And the company said, no, we are training. The Homeland Security wants them. These are to shoot. These aren't paper targets, so you shoot the bad guy, you know, with a bag of money and the gun in his hand. You don't shoot the kids that pop up. This is to shoot the kids. And that was too hot for any media to handle. Kind of like it was too hot to handle 4 years ago, almost 5 years ago, when we got the Homeland Security documents saying the number one terror threat is gun owners, conservatives, returning veterans, Ron Paul supporters in the fetters. People didn't believe it. Ron Paul's office called me, and they said, Alex, we know you don't make stuff up, but how'd you prove that was real? And I said, I called the phone numbers on it, and the state police and the FBI, because that was two different documents, got very upset I had it, and told me I wasn't supposed to have it. I said, it's real. I've seen these before. These graphics are Southern Poverty Law Center. This is just Southern Poverty Law Center with federal and state stamps on it. And then they sent a letter and got a response and came out and said, okay, it's real. And then now everybody's like, well, that's passe. Everybody knows that. Listen. Listen to me. They put weed killer in your stinking food, folks, that they know kills you because they see you as a weed. They put fluoride in your water to hurt you, and they know it's hurting you. They designed the GMO to poison you. Okay, so it isn't up to me to come up with all the answers how to fix this, okay? I'm just here trying to wake people up. It's up to you to do something about this. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton. Weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Well, I think I see another side, maybe.
I'm here to tell you, folks, you can't just punch out a reality and tell yourself, oh, this guy's crazy. Wouldn't you be a little crazy if you knew this stuff and it was true and you couldn't get other people to wake up fast enough? I mean, yeah, I've probably gone a little mad knowing all this info. But I think people that know about it and ignore it and don't care are really the crazy ones. And I've likened it to this 1,000 times, and I'll do it again. It'd be like in those movies, which is based on a lot of true stories, where a boat is capsized, an ocean liner, whatever the case is, and the water's coming up slowly, and people are in it upside down, and you've got to swim 100 yards or whatever out through the dark, through the passageways, to try to get out on top. And they've had cases where people just stay there and die because it's too scary to go try to swim out. And they just bang on the top of the ship until somebody finally gets to them. They just had an ocean liner recently do that, and people stayed in there and drowned and didn't try to swim out. And this is like swimming 20 yards. And we know the exit. We know what brings us back to liberty. This isn't 100 yards, 200 yards. Something that's very hard to do, but you don't have a choice. You've got to attempt it. This is, we're going to be destroyed if we don't wake up and get involved. I mean, look at this news here, folks. FBI looks for leaks at Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Corps. MOD serves news outlets with D-notice, Ministry of Defense, over surveillance leaks. That's right. They've ordered The Guardian and others not to report on it now, declaring national security. And they have similar things here that are classified in the U.S., where they go threaten people and threaten to arrest them. So there you go. They're shutting it down. Snowden in online chat, NSA analysts can get anything they want. No kidding. DHS hopes to get same cyber spying powers as NSA. They already have it, folks. They just want to be able to use it in court now without warrants. So when they say they want it, it's like your kids already stole $20 out of your wallet and they ask, can I have $20 out? I mean, it's already been done. Continuing, we could not have carried out the bin Laden raid if it was on the front pages. You mean that fake raid? This is incredible. Amazon's invasion of the CIA is a seismic shift in cloud computing. And this is a Wired magazine story where they say, oh, the CIA is basing its servers inside Amazon systems. Folks, it's always been like this. NSA, CIA, DARPA, they're all in there. Some of their biggest profit centers in the telecoms and other related groups is from the server systems. That's all in the Cybersecurity Act that they didn't pass, but it's already implemented from 4 years ago. It's already in the Telecommunications Act of 96. But I told you this about 50 times the last week. Here it is in the news again. Okay? Boom. See, I told you. All right? Here's another one. High-tech street sign that plugs into social media. Instead of having Google cars driving around spying on you with the antennas, they're coming out with all these high-tech street signs that double as wirelessly tracking you with cameras and microphones. Again, Wired magazine, oh, so cutting edge, telling us about it. Paul Watson wrote about that 2 years ago. In fact, what's old is new. I'm going to call Watson and say, do another article about the street signs that watch and listen to you. Send it over to, you know, the media so we can get this out to people so they get the rest of the story. Continuing, James Clapper admits lying to the American people in the least untruthful manner possible. Isn't that sweet? That's another lie. And they got the transcript to him to Congress. Lying to you for your own good. Yeah. 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 Right. NSA should come clean, says Ray Kelly. Give me a break. That's rats leaving the sinking ship. That's just some of the news we've got on that front. I haven't even gotten into the huge Syria news, the economic news, aircraft carriers to guard the fake president at the Dublin summit in Ireland. It's all coming up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.